Hey, Joseph.
Hey, Crystal.
What have you been up to lately?
Funny you should ask. Alongside my wife, which is you, I've been working to awaken an authentic Catholic culture through holy matrimony.
Ooh, listen in to find out more.
Welcome to A Word from Our Outpost.
With Joseph and Crystal Gruber.
A podcast for Catholic disciples who are wrestling to be missionary-minded in their normal everyday lives.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Direct, O Lord, our actions by thy holy inspiration, and carry them on by thy gracious assistance, that every word and work of ours may begin in thee, and by thee be happily ended. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen. Amen. That's right, dear listener. Our outpost is officially our, Joseph and Crystal Gruber's, full-time work.
Would you look at that?
It's exciting.
Yeah. So we're going to do a bit of an episode about what we're doing and why we're doing it. It's one of those more meta episodes that I'm very hesitant to put out because I'd rather talk about the idea so that you guys have something that you could talk about. You are our dear listener. But what we're doing, it's sort of cool.
It's very exciting. And there is something very practical that we can end this episode with. Oh. Which we also think is important, is having something practical to go along with our ideas.
I'm intrigued. I'm going to listen more.
So, what is it that we've been up to, Joseph?
We're starting with a couple of basic premises. We like to be married to each other. We've it's been enjoying true. This.
Yes.
There have been downs as well as ups. I've done a better job in this husband role and worst job, possibly the same for you about the
it is true. Also, sometimes I'm a great wife. Yes. Other times maybe I can do a lot better than I do,
but we've been learning things over the years, and one of the realizations that Crystal keeps on bringing up with me is that not everyone has learned what we have learned, and so we would like to share the things that we have learned that have made the most difference in our marriage and the most difference in our friends' marriages with whom we shared this, or the most difference in the people's marriages who taught us these things, to find ways to impart that to other people who want to receive it.
And we want to do this not just because we like having a better marriage and we like being friends with people who have better marriages, but because the impact to transform the culture for the gospel, to share the good news of Jesus Christ, when you have a strong and healthy marriage, is quite frankly incredible.
Yeah, so the first thing is we like our marriage. We've been trying to work on it over the years. The second thing is marriage is of such a kind that it is one of the most pivotal, maybe I would say, institutions in all of human history, that it just makes the most difference for people who are in the marriage, and then the people who are in the product of that marriage, namely the family. And so working on that institution just makes a whole lot of sense. Third point is that God made it a sacrament, which means that it's a font of grace in the lives of the married couple and the community. So we like it. It's a super important thing for humanity to get better at. And it's something that God blesses and has graces in store for people.
Now, part of what we want to do in this work of our marriage ministry is help unpack all of the riches that the church teaches about the sacrament of matrimony, and to bring to couples a deeper understanding of what we said yes to, or what we're going to say yes to when we say yes to this sacrament. And one of the things that we say yes to, whether we've realized it or not, is that the sacrament of matrimony is for the salvation of other people's souls. So if we get married looking for our spouse to fulfill our desires, that's not a rightly ordered way to understand the sacrament of matrimony. And so as we've been talking more and more about how, as a word from our outpost, as our outpost, we want to talk about being outposts for the kingdom of heaven, being a missionary outpost behind enemy lines, our spouse is somebody who we're doing this with, who we're wanting to have alongside us for the salvation of the other's soul, as well as the souls of our children, as well as the souls of our neighbors and anybody else that the good Lord brings into our lives to help bring closer to Him.
Yeah, we looking around for marriage enrichment material for ourselves and realizing that this missionary component for marriage, it's not talked about very much. And let's face it, we have some experience as missionaries, you and I, wife.
And as married missionaries.
What?
In fact, for 10 years, your job title has been Catholic missionary, and we've been boots on the ground in the field.
And we've been married for 10 years, you say?
Being missionaries for 10 years. We were both missionaries full-time before that, but for 10 years, we spent being married, being missionaries. And you, during that time, if I may add, also got a master's in theology. And so...
Oh, but doesn't everybody?
Nope. Everybody doesn't do that. And so you have the skills and the ability and the training to unpack the theology of matrimony. And then with that, wrapped up with learning how to be a team director, learning how to be a husband, and just other personal study, you've learned and we've learned a lot of practical ways to take the riches of the church's teachings, understand them theologically, philosophically, but then also execute them in a practical way. So these principles and these practicals are things we've been working on. And I've realized we have a unique position in understanding these things and of having lived them out, where we could help other families that have the desire do the same in a more impactful way than what we've been doing so far.
Yeah. It sounds like we have some qualification for it. We're definitely interested in becoming more qualified as we go, but enough to start. That is where we're at.
Now, so we've been talking a lot about marriage, but we know full well that many of our listeners aren't married. Now, this is why this is applicable to you, dear listener, regardless of whether or not you're currently married. In Casti Canubi, it is said that one of the best ways to have a better marriage is to choose a better spouse. Now, if you're not already married, that's not very helpful advice. If you are already married, thank you. If you are already married, it's not very helpful advice to be told to choose a better spouse. However, if you aren't already married, you still have the power to choose a better spouse. And so part of what we will be doing and are doing is our dating course. And then we will also be writing marriage preparation materials that will hopefully help you do just that, will hopefully help you choose a better spouse, which will hopefully set you up so that when you enter into marriage, you're already steps ahead of lots of people because you entered into your marriage with eyes wide open, understanding what is the sacrament of holy matrimony. There are actually ways that you can date that are a detriment to marriage, and there are ways that you can date that will help your marriage be better. And the same is also true for how you handle your engagement period. And so we do intend to also serve people who are not yet married through dating and marriage preparation materials so that people can be set up to have a successful marriage.
Yeah. Like you said, we've been married missionaries for the past 10 years. We've spent many years, you know, I spent 8.5 years on college campuses as a missionary to single people, and you spent 2 years full-time and then another like five and a half years, a little bit more behind the scenes with the college students, the single people. And so we've seen relationships not work out, and we've seen relationships work out, and we've seen different kinds of things we could say and do that could help. So we have some things to offer. And we're excited about it. We were just recording some of the sessions for the dating course just now before we recorded this podcast. We're like, oh, this is helpful stuff if they don't know this. And looking around, people don't know very practical things about dating. They have a very weird idea based on our modern culture of what dating could be. So we want to teach people. A lot of this comes from a desire to serve, and to serve people who would like us to serve them. So if you've been listening to this podcast, there's a chance that you actually want to learn from us. So the things that we're doing, hopefully you can get excited about, because instead of just being locally present in South Central Michigan, we're also going to have content online and a greater willingness to travel a little bit more in order to host events and talks and workshops and retreats. Speaking of like the in-person-y things, do you want to mention a little bit about our hopes for that, or do you want me to?
I'd be happy to. So one of our, ideas.
I think it's still, the plural is still going to be children. I don't think it, just because you put brain on it.
That we want to host relatively intimate workshop evening times where we would come to the table for the host with a list of topics that the host could choose. And then the idea is that a host couple would invite a group of friends, couples that can fit in their living room. So I would expect that to be 3 to 5 couples, maybe less, maybe more, depending on the particular home. And the host would choose a topic. And for the first hour of the get together, Joseph and I would just ask a lot of questions and do a lot of listening of all of the guests to find out more about where people are at, where they're coming from, what they're bringing to the table. And this is for a couple of reasons. One of the things that's really important to us is this idea of accompaniment. And this allows for us to meet people where they're at. It also allows for us to help the host learn more about accompaniment and learn more about getting to know friends.
We're willing to ask questions that maybe other people aren't willing to ask. I love, I don't love this, but such an intriguing thing. One of my friends, his very good friend, he would say one of his better friends, had gotten divorced. And I'd gotten together with the two of them. And I started asking this other guy, who I didn't know very well at all, but I was like, so I've heard you've gotten divorced recently. Can you tell me about that? How is that going? And my friend was just like awestruck that I just asked plainly, how are you doing with that? Like, he had never even considered the possibility that maybe he could just ask. We could come into someone's living room and just ask those kinds of questions. One, because we probably don't know the other guests as well. And two, I don't think we're afraid of wading into a few of those things. But please go on.
Yeah. And then the next half of the evening, our desire is to have some time where we can sit down and do a presentation, share some of the principles for whatever the topic at hand was selected by the host. Maybe we make a few adjustments based on side conversation with them and conversations that have been had with the group at large. And then to give a little workshop time where we can teach something super practical, where the guests can learn something that they can take home with them that hopefully is transformative, that is immediately implementable, and makes some amount of change for the better in their marriage and their lives. And we believe this is possible, I mean, for lots of reasons, mostly because Jesus Christ rose from the dead. So even a little taste of his truth and mercy can make positive impact. That's mostly where it all comes from anyways. But what we found when we've done workshops...
Wait, we're not Pelagian.
No, we're not Pelagian.
Okay, keep going.
But we have a workshop that we've done before that we like to do over the course of 2 hours. And we found about 3% of the couples that we've given this workshop to actually implement what we teach for any length of time. And
3% is not great return on investment for that workshop.
No. And what we've realized is that we're giving too much, too fast, too soon. And so our hope with this new idea is that we give a little taste where people realize that different is possible, and that if they want more when they're ready, then they can step into that workshop, which is unpacked in a much slower way through our marriage membership, which will be reopening in the near future. And that will provide an opportunity for a more natural course into using those materials that we have previously offered in a workshop form, but have realized that's not the appropriate context for that content.
Yeah. And like the larger picture is that this is just an exciting time for us to get creative about how to share different ideas, different content, different practical applications, different paradigms, different ways of thinking about relationships and problems and conflict and communication and goals and ultimate purposes and the gospel as lived out. And that's been really exciting. I've been taking more time the past few weeks to think about different ways to present and different things that we could be presenting. And it's just it's an exciting time for us.
Yes. So practically speaking, dear listener, what does this mean for you? Couple of things. One.
Oh, I wanted to, before that, because we did talk a lot about a particular application that we haven't even really tried yet, to say that we're going to try that. But if it doesn't work, we'll try something different, and then we'll try something different again, because we want to keep learning and keep trying. And so in case you're listening to this like 2 years from now, and you're like, oh, I wonder if the Grubers are still doing that, to not be shocked if we do change or morph. We did a short little membership episode a couple of years back when we started our marriage membership online during COVID. And we put that on a hiatus after baby number 5 was born. And we're going to be reviving it. So people who go back a few years and say, oh, I wonder what happened to that workshop. Well, we're rebranding it and updating the material. And also making that more of our life.
Yeah. So, which is a great segue into the practical parts.
Which, dear listener, we didn't talk beforehand what the practical application was. So whatever she's going to say, you and I, we are together in not knowing.
So one of the pieces we have talked a little bit about is what this means for the podcast. So obviously this podcast is something we've had a lot of fun doing. We do plan to continue to do this podcast. But we're still figuring out how it fits. Obviously, you've noticed in the last several months, there's either a skipped week or Joseph by himself or with a guest, usually a sibling.
A pleasant sibling.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the other ones aren't pleasant. That's not what I mean. I'm saying it's not just like, oh, I'm dragging it, because I think that it would be a pleasant thing for the listeners.
Yes.
It's not a commentary on all siblings.
Your siblings are all wonderful and pleasant most of the time. And maybe some editing here. We'll see.
Nope.
No editing. Okay. So we're still figuring out a new cadence to recording podcasts. So if we start to be fortnightly for a while or something like that, we'll see. We're not sure. We'll try to keep you updated. But we do intend to continue to do this podcast. It's, I like to call it, it's our throwing spaghetti at the wall, getting our ideas out there.
Do people know what that image means?
I don't know. Do you know? Okay. You throw spaghetti at the wall, and if it sticks, it's done. It's good.
You're not throwing the whole pot. You're throwing a noodle. So I think some people don't know this because they've never done this or because they don't want to get their walls dirty. But when the pasta is cooked to the correct amount, if it sticks to the wall, that's how you know. So That's what we're looking for. And this is super important because one of the reasons we're coming out with the dating formation course is because we had a whole lot more interest in that particular topic when we podcasted on it.
Those podcasts have been downloaded significantly more times than most of our other podcasts.
And so that's going to be an interesting thing over the years with this podcast. If there are ideas that we throw out that suddenly go viral, as it were, as in people are sharing on Instagram or on Facebook or on Twitter, or if they're just by word of mouth sending particular episodes and they're getting disproportionately downloaded, for us to take note and say, there might be something there. So this is still going to be a place of trying out ideas, trying out talking through concepts. It's sort of like rough drafts. You guys are listening to rough drafts of what could become books. So like I'm working on a draft of a book on virtue and the transcendent that's loosely based on episodes that we did a few years back. Not because they got an incredible amount of traction, but I really like them. I really enjoy talking about them. I think you guys would like the book once it comes out.
And those particular ideas, you also did some writing on for another audience, and they got a fair bit of traction there. So
they did.
The proof is in the pudding there. So the podcast will continue. The frequency may change to be not weekly for some amount of time, but it might still be weekly. We'll keep you updated. We'll see how it goes.
I'm pushing for weekly, but I think that might mean more episodes of just me, especially as Crystal is pregnant, and that does change her energy level.
Yes.
As we're starting our own ministry.
But it also means that we have reoriented our schedule. So our timing for recording things is different. Our help with children has been modified to allow for us to work on this business. But right now, it means that we're trying to build the back end of a business that will pay us enough money to, you know, have a family. So a lot of what we're doing right now is actually Joseph is spending, he's spending more time on content creation before, but I'm spending a lot more time working on the business where in the future that will be more content creation time so that we can have back-end systems set up so that when people want to join one of our paid products, that all happens smoothly. If people want to leave one of our paid products, that happens smoothly. And then we're also doing fundraising as well. So if people are interested in financially supporting our mission through a 501c3, that's also an option.
We don't yet have our 501c3 status, but we do have a fiscal sponsorship from a nonprofit who is handling the processing and receiving. So reception of gifts that then get passed along to us.
So the practical thing you can do is you can check out our outpost.org if you want more information. There are, I think, if there aren't now, there will be very soon, random places where you can sign up to be on our email list, depending on what you're interested in. If you want to know more about giving, you're most welcome to check that out. There's a link on the homepage for that. But also that webpage will be being updated over the course of the next 2 months from the date of this. We're working with Salt Pinch Creative Co. to help us revamp that. So there is lots of exciting things coming down the pipes and lots to keep updated on.
If you think that any of the things that we've been talking about on the podcast that you'd like us to create other kinds of material for, let us know. One of the things with starting a ministry is we want to be able to give away more things. So the easiest thing is you guys passing along episodes that you think were really good to other people. And then we might notice, oh, hey, we got a lot more downloads. Let's see what that was. And maybe we could develop more content around that. Or leaving reviews that tell us directions that you would like us to go or things that we'd like to see more of.
Yeah. And while we will have some paid products, we also intend to provide a lot of free content as well. And so knowing what is of interest to you to have access to is very helpful for us.
Yeah. If there are people you would like us to interview to have on our podcast, you can let us know that too, and we can start approaching people. If you really like when I have one of my siblings on and we talk, I can see if any of them are available. We want to be responsive to you, our audience, especially while we're still, you know, relatively small as our ministry is beginning and as our podcast audience is relatively small currently. At this point, we can be a lot more responsive. And in the future, we're going to have to learn what scaling means.
Maybe.
But for right now, like this is a cool moment for collaboration, a cool moment for ideation, for seeing what sticks.
Yeah. And with that, I'm going to close us in prayer.
Okay.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, teach us to pray. Thank you for this opportunity. I pray for us that we might do the will of the Father, that you might guide us, and knowing what that is. I pray for our listeners that they might hear what would be helpful to them and forget what is not. We ask all this in your holy name. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Take my hand, let's be on our way. And now finally I can say that I love you. Yes, I love you.
From our outpost to yours, thanks for listening. And a special thanks to John Mark Skoch.
That's S-K-O-C-H.
For the music.
Check him out on Spotify.